how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to On Texas Football, this week's edition of Talkin' Ball. Of course, here with Jerry Hamilton, I am CJ Vogel. We're going to talk the NFL draft. Of course, 2024 just wrapped up. Texas had a record 11 draftees for a seven-round draft taken over the weekend. But the focus for us this week, Jerry, is going to be the look ahead to 2025 and what might be the case for the Longhorns after year one in the SEC. Of course, 11 guys heard their name this past week and a record for the Longhorns in a seven-round draft, the most since 1984. But, hey, you start looking ahead a little bit to 2025, of course, with some of the names that are on the list now, Jerry. And, I mean, we might be in a similar situation a year ago or a year from now talking about how much Texas is continuing to put into the NFL.
Here's the crazy thing, and we'll have to see how the spring portal window – it ends up for Texas, because they're going to add a D lineman, maybe, and a corner. They're going to add two or three more pieces. But if you look at it right now, if you just put a list together, Texas will have more draftable or undrafted free agent names in the 24s following the 24 season, which means the 25 NFL draft, than they did the 2023 season, which meant the 2024 NFL draft to happen. So Texas actually is going to get more shots on goal this season than they did a year ago. And it's why, CJ, ultimately, I'm not going to be surprised if there's not 12 guys drafted next year and eclipse the 11, and we'll get into the why.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like Texas this year went 100%, right? Like everybody that had an opportunity to be drafted were, you know, the 11 that they sent to the combine all ended up being drafted. I made a list here earlier, Jerry, and I'm up to 17 or 18 names where I could, you know, see their names getting called in the 2025 NFL draft following a good year. Of course, injuries might derail some of that, transfers out. Who knows what actually happens? But right now, of the draft eligible guys, the list is significantly longer than what we saw this past year. So to your point, you could absolutely see a more deep, talented team on the field for the Longhorns this year. I wanted to start with the top guys, and I have my guys tiered a little bit. You know, the way too early mock drafts for the first round are out, of course. You see Quinn Ewers' name. You see Kelvin Banks' name. I've seen Isaiah Bond's name in there a few times as well. Those three guys, to me, at least, feel like they're in a tier above what this other group has. This is your first round caliber group of guys. This past year, you probably would have included A.D. Mitchell in there. Tavondre Sweat, though, being the third, you know, overall Longhorn selected, probably not in that group. But right now, those are the three for me. Anybody stand out to you above those guys?
No, I think those are the three guys right now when you look at the list of guys that you say could end up being first round picks or high second round picks, right? Those are your three guys. I think Kelvin Banks is a lock to be a first round pick with one more healthy season. I think Quinn Ewers is a probably guy in the first round, especially with the way the NFL's drafting quarterbacks. I'm not going to say 100% lock, but I do think he's got a really, really good chance. And then Isaiah Bond, I think, look, is it to me, his season is going to determine, is he a second rounder or is he a first rounder? He's going to have a lot of opportunity in Steve Sarkisian's offense, first pass first offense he's been in. As a player, he wasn't in high school. He wasn't at Alabama last year with Jalen Milroe. So this is really his opportunity. So he's got to catch the football. The contested catches are going to be big because you know the other stuff. He's going to test off the charts. He's going to run really well. He's going to make big plays. But now it's going to be all the traffic plays and the catching the ball in traffic, the contested catches, how many of those he makes, like the ball in the spring game, the touchdown he dropped from Arch Manning. He's got to make those catches.
Got to have
if he has five opportunities, he's got to catch four of those to be a first rounder. I really think so. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a quarterback. CJ is going to be interesting because last year at this time, you knew Caleb Williams and Drake May. Those were the two names that were already locked in. You knew they were going to probably go 1-2. They end up going 1-3. Jaden Daniels comes up. This year, it's more wide open at quarterback. I could see Riley Leonard coming up out of nowhere. I could see Drew Allar coming up out from behind the pack. Some of those guys coming up behind the pack and really challenging Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers at the top of the draft. Jackson Dart, another one. So I think it's more wide open this year than it was a year ago, which that's also good for Quinn. Yep. Because if you have another ascending season on the field, you have a chance to really vault into that top five.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that first round, you know, that's where we're hearing Quinn at the moment. Of course, as you said, can certainly boost his way all the way up to the top five. I wouldn't say 1-1 is out of the question, but it would take a very special season in my eyes for him to achieve that. Before we get to this second group of guys, you know, kind of those fringe day two picks. Jerry, do you mind telling us about our sponsor this week, the Longhorn Wealth Management
Group? Yeah, I mean, there's not a better sponsor for this edition of Talking Ball than Longhorn Wealth Management Group and all the Texas players getting drafted. Look, thank you to our sponsor, John Donovan, who is a Texas X's Life member. John was so thrilled to see 11 Longhorns drafted in last weekend's NFL draft, and he's excited for the great impact that being drafted will have on their lives and financials. Futures of those 11 students, as well as a huge momentum boost it'll provide to UT's recruiting success going forward. Similarly, John wants to help create a great impact on your financial future by applying his 30 years of financial planning experience and his CFP fiduciary standards to help you and your family maximize your wealth, minimize your taxes, and secure your own financial future. To learn how John can help create this impact for you, simply call Longhorn Wealth Team at 972-707-4900 or visit longhornwealth.net to schedule your free 90-minute consultation with John Donovan. Remember, John is a certified financial planner who has spent over 30 years serving Longhorns all across Texas and the nation. So let he and the Longhorn Wealth Team help you by calling them at 972-707-4900 or go to longhornwealth.net to schedule your 90-minute free introductory consultation today. And as John always says, hook 'em.
Perfect. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, John Donovan and Longhorn Wealth Management Group for sponsoring each week's Longhorn Talking Ball here for On Texas Football. Jerry, to this next point about the day two caliber guys, and Texas had five drafted in the first 2 days. They had six drafted in the top 101 with Jatavion Sanders falling just a bit to that fourth round. Right now, I've got eight guys in this conversation. Of course, we mentioned Ewers, Banks, and Bond in the first group. Bond, of course, could certainly fall back into that this next group as well. But Trey Moore, Jahdae Barron, Andrew Mukuba, Amari Nyeblack, and potentially Alfred Collins, one that you brought up to me before we went live. But that's the group I have there. Why Alfred Collins, and who amongst this group are you most excited about to see on the field this upcoming fall?
I think Amari Nyeblack's so interesting because he moves like a wide receiver playing tight end. He's not going to be a blocker. That's not going to be what he is. I think he's going to make more big plays for Texas this year than he did at Alabama last year. Trey Moore also, because he's not the first guy off the bus. He's not going to win the measurables contest. But as far as – there's some similarities to Jonathan Brooks here in the – checking every box off the field, the leadership, the culture. Listen to the way Sark talks about Trey Moore. Oh, and he's a pass rusher. And those guys are commanding a lot of dollars in draft pick status. Alfred Collins to me is interesting because he is, look, despite the fact that he hasn't played up to his talent level at Texas, he still has 86 tackles in four seasons. I mean, he's a productive four-year player. He is a 40-tackle, five-sack season away from being a third-round pick to me because he's got the size. He's going to test well. And so he's a fifth-year productive season, that next step from being a third, fourth-round draft pick in the NFL draft. Just look at what happens in the draft every year. And I think Andrew Mukuba, a portal addition, like Nyeblack, like Bond, that's going to be a drafted player. Then you have Jahdae Barron with that group. And I know we're going to mention these guys later because I think this is where we're going to end up getting the possible 12 draft picks. So I'm not going to bring up names, but this area also is where any guys from that 2022 recruiting class that make big jumps their junior year will find their way into the draft here. That's something we'll talk about those names later. But this middle of the draft where Michigan had so much success off their national championship team, I think is where we're going to see the Texas team have a lot of success in the 2025 NFL draft.
To your point, 13 names from Michigan off their national championship winning team heard their name selected for the draft. Only three in the first three rounds. So it took a while for them to really get going. But once they did, I mean, it felt like every other pick essentially was a Michigan Wolverine. I also wanted to mention of this first two tiers of guys that I have on my list, four of them were transfers. You know, Amari Nyblack, Andrew Mukuba, Trey Moore, Isaiah Bond, all of them which were added this offseason, this winter portal time as well. So Texas going out, being specific with who they're targeting and getting a lot of highly talented guys to come in and be instant impact guys. Exactly what you hope to see from Sarkisian as well to continue the development of the younger cats on the roster. But to the rest of this group, you know, the draft eligible guys who might be super seniors, might be seniors, might be, you know, just looking to go see the NFL. And this is a lengthy one for me, of course. Vernon Broughton, David Benda, Gunnar Helm. You have Jake Majors, Silas Bolden, Tia Savea, and now Bill Norton amongst this group. I mean, it's a lot of opportunity. Like you said, Texas will have more swings at a chance for a home run here.
Yeah.
Again, this is a group of guys that you could certainly see two, maybe three selected in next year's draft.
Yeah, so I think Gunnar Helm and Baron Sorrell are the most likely guys. I think Vernon Broughton would be an undrafted free agent. Of that list. Jake Majors, does he have a shot at center? Maybe. Silas Bolden, small but fast as lightning. I think Tia Savea, Bill Norton are probably undrafted free agents. Not to say one of those guys couldn't push their way into a sixth, seventh round pick. Bird Auburn, probably an undrafted free agent. May not have that leg power the NFL's ideally looking for. Accurate kicker, but accuracy isn't really what gets you there. I mean, it's the big legs. It's the Rikerts from Alabama of the world, right? So, I mean, if you think about that, and let's add this, CJ, what's Texas going to do in the portal here at the end of the spring? If Texas wins out for Dominic Williams over LSU and Oklahoma, he's a draft pick. If Texas gets that big-time corner, Takario Davis, he's a first, second-round level draft pick. So Texas could add in the spring portal window here more to that. I mean, does Texas bring in Simeon Barrow for a visit from Michigan State? If they ended up getting him, he's a highly productive guy, a guy that's probably going to be a late-round draft pick. So there's some possibilities to add to that list as well. But, I mean, look, it's easy for Texas fans right now to see how we're getting to 15, 16 names, and we're not even into the five guys that I think have a chance on the field right now. I don't think are going to the – or for sure draft guys – but I think they have a chance this next season to elevate their status to where they have decisions to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And to those five guys in that 2022 class, one of which a transfer again this offseason from Houston, but DJ Campbell, Cam Williams, Jaden Blue, Ethan Burke, and Matthew Golden out of Houston. I mean, again, it just feels like the continual trend of talent coming in, talent being replaced. And then you look at these 22 guys that are 2022 class of guys. I mean, Jerry, what's it going to take for some of these guys to get drafted? We know DJ Campbell, Cam Williams on the offensive line. They are going to be stepping in the starting spots again. Jaden Blue, we've seen the speed. Ethan Burke, I mean, is it going to have to take a close to 10-sack season for a guy like him? I mean, what do you think there?
It's interesting. So Cam Williams has the NFL size, and he has the feet at that size. He could be a guard in the NFL. He could be a right tackle in the NFL. I think as you're a pass pro, is going to determine where he goes if he's able to go out this year as a one-year start. I think it's beneficial for him to start 2 years, but look, you just never know what's going to happen. Cam Williams has the NFL measurables, the power, the all of it. I think Ethan Burke also has the measurables, right? The height, the wingspan, the quickness. Look, his body can still get stronger. That may be more of a work in progress, but if he makes another jump from year two to year three, and he's not going to make the same jump he did from year one to year two, that was a big jump. But if he makes a small jump, gets up to 7.5, 8 sacks, look, he's going to have a decision to make at that point because he is a long-limbed athlete. He's got a motor. He's got some leadership to him. He's a guy that the Texas coaches are going to speak very highly of to NFL people. Then there's DJ Campbell, who may not have the height or the longest arms, but, man, he is NFL physical. He's got NFL athleticism. If he takes a big step in pass pro this year, he's going to have a decision to make. Then you have Jaden Blue. I think a lot of Texas fans are, oh, he's just going to have a big year and go pro. Maybe, but the 2025 NFL running back draft is deep, and it's a lot different than 24, which was not a strong running back draft. I mean, if you just look at the 25 draft, you have Travion Henderson, who's an upperclassman at Ohio State, but the guys in Jaden Blue's class, Quinshon Judkins now at Ohio State, Damian Martinez just transferred to Miami, the two guys at Penn State are productive players, Ollie Gordon obviously rests for 1,700 yards. Then there's Jaden Ott at Cal who had 1,000-plus yards. There's a number of backs in that class who have been productive, who are over 2,000 yards in 2 years in their career or have had over 1,000-yard seasons. So that positions are deep from 1 year to the other. Running back's going to be one of the deeper positions in 2025. So Jaden Blue would have to have a really big – now he's different, but he'd have to have a really big year to kind of vault over some of those guys who are already productive players in college football. But here's the key. If two or three of those guys go pro after this year, CJ, that means Texas had a hell of a season on the field. And then that's you have Matthew Golden, who battled a little bit of an injury this spring, wasn't 100%, so it's hard to say with him yet. But if he has a big year next year, obviously he's going to look to go pro, being a third-year college player. So it's easy to see how we're getting these numbers up there to maybe 18, 20 guys that have a shot at this next year. And that's more than there was starting the 23 season. So this Texas team has more depth of talent, and Steve Sarkisian said it in every press conference you were at in spring practice. He talked about the depth. They have more depth of talent on this team this year, and if all these guys, if these underclassmen guys have good seasons like Byron Murphy, A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy had last year, and they have decisions to make, that's great for Texas football. One, that means you won a lot of games again. And two, I think if that happens, I don't see any way Texas has less than 10 guys drafted next year, CJ. I really don't. And I think they could get to 12.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to touch on that a little bit because the names that we just mentioned, there were 20 of them, 20 names that we just mentioned with the opportunity to be drafted. Not saying that they're going to be, but if we would have filmed this video this time last year after the draft, I don't think that list goes on beyond maybe 8. I think exactly who were your top guys, but to see the development and the rise of draft boards from guys like Keelan Robinson, Ryan Watts, Christian Jones, I think it really spoke to the level in which the Texas coaching staff got these guys prepared on the field and for the NFL draft. So, again, we just listed 20 names. Will there be 20 draft picks? No. If there's anything close to what we saw a year ago with the 11 names, I think Texas, again, like to your point, going to have a very successful season in their first year in the NFL, but the depth is there, the quality of talent is there, and the experience. Texas is not having to start multiple sophomores, multiple freshmen. You look at the roster they had a year ago, Kelvin Banks, DJ Campbell, Terrence Brooks. I mean, they Ethan Burke, a number of true sophomores on the field. Later on, Manny Muhammad, a guy that took over starting role as a true freshman. So CJ Baxter. So it all starts with having a number of good quality depth that then leads to NFL opportunities. So Jerry, again, 20 names. We're not saying 20 guys are going to get drafted, but certainly an opportunity next year for Texas to duplicate what they saw in the NFL draft this past weekend.
Yeah, and it could be a little different. I think it could be a more mid-round heavy team next year for Texas Longhorns. But look, you put it all together, it doesn't really matter. I mean, again, look at Michigan's draft this year. Georgia, when they won the national championship, had a bunch of first and second round guys, right? Nick Saban obviously had first rounders every single year. Michigan had J.J. McCarthy, right? They had their first round guys. But they really, it's that second, third, fourth round, they had the depth of talent on that team. The only thing that team was missing was a number one wide receiver. That was it, and that was the guy that played at Texas, Xavier Worthy, after he changed, right? So it's the depth of talent that Texas has going for them in the 25 NFL draft. And again, I'll say it, I'll put it out there. I don't think it's out of the question. And I'm also going to see what comes to pass in the spring portal, because Texas is going to add a couple of guys. And if they do, if they add their top targets, that's two NFL draft picks, guys. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a really good chance Texas ends up with 12 NFL draft picks next year, unless they just have a slew of injuries. And if Texas does that, they're going to be back in the college football playoff. No way around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap things up, Jerry, do you mind telling us one more time about our weekly sponsor of Talking Ball, John Donovan, Longhorn Wealth Management Group?
Yeah, thank you very much to John Donovan for being the sole sponsor of Talking Ball. John was thrilled to see those 11 Longhorns drafted in last week's NFL draft, and he's excited for the great impact that being drafted will have on the lives and financial futures of those 11 students, as well as the huge momentum boost it will provide the UT's recruiting success going forward. And absolutely, John Donovan's right on that. Similarly, John wants to help create a great impact on your financial future by applying his 30 years of financial planning experience and his CFP fiduciary standards to help you and your family maximize your wealth, minimize your taxes, and secure your own financial future. To learn how John can help create this impact for you, simply call the Longhorn Wealth Team, 972-707-4900, or visit www.longhornwealth.net to schedule your free 90-minute consultation with John Donovan. Remember this, guys, John is a certified financial planner who has spent over 30 years serving Longhorns all across Texas and the nation. So let he and the Longhorn Wealth Team help you by calling them at 972-707-4900 or go to www.longhornwealth.net to schedule your free 90-minute introductory consultation today. And again, hook them from John Donovan.
Perfect. Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, John Donovan, again, for sponsoring Talking Ball this week. Jerry, before we wrap things up, you mentioned the portal, and Texas has already made big-time impacts on their 2024 roster. Again, we mentioned Isaiah Bond, Trey Moore, Mari Nyblack, Makuba, Matthew Golden. I mean, the list goes on, but they're still in the market for a couple of top-line starters, both at the defensive tackle position and now at cornerback. That number that we just mentioned earlier could certainly rise. You know, you talk about a Takario Davis, whether or not that's still in the plans. You go to Michigan State for Simeon Barrow. I mean, what are we looking at as the spring portal window comes to a conclusion?
Yeah, so I think Texas will add one or two defensive linemen. I think they'll add one or two cornerbacks and possibly a punter. I think that's where it's at. And obviously Texas isn't going to add five guys. I'd be surprised if they did, but could they add four? Not out of the question. Could they add three? Probable, right? So, and I think Texas will add one or two more guys that we'll be talking about this time or during the season next year's NFL draftable prospects. And look, it's big. It's a big couple of weeks coming up for Texas because look, Dominic Williams is visiting LSU today and tomorrow. Decision Wednesday or Thursday. It's a big decision for Texas coming up because, look, there aren't many better. He's the best defensive tackle in the portal. And if he comes to Texas, that just adds to what is an already very talented team that's going to be ranked top five preseason next year. But Takario Davis, if he's serious about staying in the portal and making visits and Texas wins out there, he's going to be on first and second round mock drafts. He's a 6'3 corner that can run and is a highly thought of by NFL teams after starting only 1 year. So we'll see what happens, but Texas has a chance to add big time players here. Obviously for the Texas fans, it's winning the national championship. For Steve Sarkisian and the staff, it's about all of it. It's about the product. It's about competing for a national title. It's about continuing to have guys drafted and really building that out for the future of the Texas program. So a lot online here in the next couple of weeks. And by the way, Texas coaches are on the road, spring evaluation period, seeing all the top 2025 targets, and we'll probably be extending a few more 2026 offers here in the next 30 days.
Yeah, busy. Lives for these coaches don't ever slow down. You know,
Only in July, CJ. That's it.
You get your 30 minutes of celebration for the 11 names selected over the draft, and then it's all about going back on the road, filling portal spots, and, of course, getting ready for summer conditioning, everything that comes in with that. So, that'll do it for today. Today's Talking Ball. Of course, Texas 11 names drafted in this past weekend's draft. Many more could be on the docket for 2025's NFL draft. Of course, has to fall, of course, beforehand be led up to with a strong SEC debut for the Texas Longhorns. But for Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel. This has been Talking Ball. Come join us on OnTexasFootball.com, where we'll have updates and more galore. Come join the community. But that'll do it for today. So y'all hook 'em.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it?
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram. Now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.